blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abraham, "How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went towards Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will forgive the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." And again he spoke to him, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more. Suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading the psalm antiphonally by whole verse, beginning at this side. "I will give thanks to you, O God, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name because of your love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things. When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me. All the rulers of the earth will praise you, O God, when they have heard the words of your mouth. They will sing of the ways of God, that great is the glory of God. Although on high, God cares for the lowly and perceives the haughty from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me. You will make good your purpose for me. O God, your love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Please be seated. Lord, teach us to pray, someone said. John teaches his disciples. We're your disciples. Teach us how to pray like you. You chose us, but we also chose you because you clearly have something we want. We can't quite put our finger on it, but when you pray, it's so obvious. Teach us how to pray like you. Should we hold our hands like this or like this? Should we stand or kneel or sit? Do we dare be as bold as Abraham? Teach us. And so he does. He gives us just a few short declarative sentences. Say this, ask for that. And then he tells a very funny story about a couple of neighbors yelling at each other in the middle of the night, and says that this is, uses this as an explanation that it all comes down to just pray. Don't worry about how you look, or what other people think about you, or about getting things just right. Pray. Now, the prayer that Jesus taught on that day and that we still use comes in different versions. Ernie read us Luke's version of it this morning. The other one in the Bible is in Matthew. It's just a tad different, but it's about the same. And the Didache, that very early church combination Book of Common Prayer and Vestry Handbook, it has a version a little different as well. There are lots of different translations. We have two of them in our prayer book. And if you go to a different denomination, you might have to pause for a second to make sure they're using trespasses or sins or debts before you speak out loud. It's used in lots of ways, of course, in corporate worship and in funerals and in weddings and even as the closing rite at a lot of 12-step meetings. Depending on the context, we might hear slightly different meanings to the words. They have a lot of depth that way. But regardless of the circumstances, the basic outline is the same. We begin by reminding ourselves to whom we are speaking, our Father. Jesus uses the word Father as an indication of intimacy. He says this is a relationship as close and as trustworthy and as loving as any you can imagine. We are addressing the one who delights in us always, to whom we can bring anything. The version we heard this morning just begins with Father, but everybody else says our Father. And I think that our is important because we forget sometimes that it's not my Father or your Father, but this is the Lord and Father of us all. Our Father in heaven, the one who is unfathomably beyond and unknowable, hallowed be your name. We are awed by the mystery of the wonder that we can even approach this being. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus told us long ago that the kingdom is among us, but is it? It's awfully hard to see sometimes. And there is a yearning in our heart for God to hurry up and fix things. Here's the tricky bit, though. Professor Herman Vatian, he's a professor emeritus of biblical studies at San Francisco Theological Seminary. He says, if you pay attention to the tenses of the verbs used by Luke and Matthew, well, we're not addressing God yet. We're still talking to ourselves. These statements are reminders to ourselves of who we are and who we are called to be. In our baptism, we have been buried in Christ and raised to new life in his resurrection, and we live in the new creation. We live in God's kingdom on earth, and we are to incarnate that reality in our daily lives. I don't know about you, but I forget that a lot. Father Greg Boyle said, the Lord said, my ways are not your ways, but they sure could be. It seems the Lord's Prayer has been telling us that for a long time, too. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we first remind ourselves of who we are, and then we move on to asking God's help to become it. Give us today our daily bread. Now we're asking for help. This is the bread necessary for our existence. And just what might we need? Well, today and on other days, quite regularly as Christians, we need to gather at this table and extend our hands to receive the bread of life that the many gathered here may be brought into one in the body of Christ. As St. Augustine says, we extend our hands to receive what we are. But the kingdom of heaven, while it's among us, it isn't quite here yet either, is it? And living day to day in this world is neither simple nor easy. So in addition to the bread, which is bringing us together, we need a lot of spiritual gifts just to get through each day. I like to, every now and then anyway, run through that list in Galatians. Do you remember it? Spiritual gifts of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I cheated this morning and wrote them down. When I bring them to mind, I try and run them through and then figure out which one or ones I have forgotten. And there are always at least one that it take me a while to come up with. And then I know that that's the one that day I need to particularly talk to God about and ask for help with. When you find yourselves praying, oh, dear Lord, please help, what is it that you are asking for? What gift do you need? Say it as best you can, and then just ask. And of course, there are also physical needs. These are not last. These are just things we need. We need food and shelter and safety. And we are aware there are oh so many in the world who are lacking in these things. So remembering that all things come of God, we ask for what we need. And then as we find that we are fed, we look around and notice those who are without and pass that bread basket on. Whatever it is, seek, ask, knock, Jesus says. And if we take Jesus' instructions seriously, we need to, one, pay attention. What is it I need today? What is it we need today? And then, two, pray today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and pretty soon we will be praying all the time. And I think that's something this prayer is setting out to teach us too. Praying like Jesus is praying all the time. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. It begins with "and." Forgiveness is tied to daily bread. It's a deep need in us, and it's a defining quality of God's kingdom. We cannot incarnate the kingdom of God on earth when we are filled with a spirit of vengeance. We cannot be released from our sins if we barricade ourselves behind self-righteous thinking that says we are loved and judged worthy by God, but those other people, not so much. A spirit of forgiveness is part of our daily bread. Help us, please, Lord, to remember that. And, oh, there's another and lead us not into temptation, or save us from the time of trial, depending on which service you go to, and deliver us from evil. We know the presence of the kingdom of God is an already but not yet reality, and we know that our transformation, our personal and corporate transformations into members of Christ's body, is in an already but not yet state too. Jesus faced temptations and trials in the world. We shouldn't be surprised if we do too. And we're told that evil is real. So help, help, help. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Bishop N.T. Wright says that when we pray as Jesus taught us, we are standing at the intersection between heaven and earth. They are brought right together. And through prayer, we grow closer to God, and we change, and our wants and needs move closer into alignment with God's wants and needs for the life of this world God so loves. And all God's people say, Amen. Teach us to pray, we ask. And we're given a prayer that we say so often we don't even remember what it means. It struck me this week that when we gather at this table, when we gather in this room, we are enacting a lot of the parts of the Lord's Prayer. In a minute here, we're going to pray for our own needs and the needs of the world. We will stand or kneel or sit and ask for forgiveness and be assured it is ours. And then before we do anything else, we'll turn to one another and pass that reconciling peace of God, making sure we've forgiven anybody we might need to, and that they have forgiven us too. Then we're ready to bring our gifts to the altar. We're going to remember the story of how we became who we are, and then we'll say the Lord's Prayer. I like to think of it as kind of a recap, a final, let's say it again so we don't forget, and then we'll be ready so that when we go out after having received the bread and been joined and re-knit together again, and the deacon says, go out that door and go to work, we'll be ready to stand up with confidence and say, yes, I know we're ready. And join together through the power of the Spirit, we're going to go out and get to work. Thanks be to God.
Please stand if you are able. Let us say together words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in Let us pray for the church and for the world.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated for the liturgy of the announcements, as we call them. Anthony Amato is here somewhere. He's moved. There he is. He's our seminarian, and he is doing his clinical pastoral education this summer at San Francisco Night Ministry, which is pretty wonderful. Anyway, after this service, he will be outside at a table if you would like to talk to him about what that ministry involves and what he's doing there. The second, what's that? That's Saturday. We have a trip coming. That's already August already. We have a trip coming up to the California Museum. There will be a tour of the exhibits that are in, focused on World War II internment of Japanese and Japanese Americans. It should be a really, really wonderful trip, so I encourage you to look at that. Other than that, oh, Oliver. Oliver has been with us for a month already as... and so this is his last summer, last Sunday with us, yes? And now what?
Back to school in Michigan, where I'm studying organ.
That's wonderful. We are going to include him as one of our milestones in celebrations today, and thank you very much. It's always wonderful when you come back and lead us in song. Are there, before I get to that, somebody in the back is holding up bags. If you have not received a welcome bag from us, for whatever reason, if you're new, I mean, if you've been here 30 years and you haven't received one, too bad. But but if you're fairly new and would like one, that's as much as we ask of anybody who's new with us, is that you just raise your hand so the usher in the back can bring you a little bag that I understand has chocolate in it, and so you might want one. So they're going to work there. Any other announcements that I've forgotten? We always, at this time in the service, celebrations and milestones. So, and I think Thanksgivings. We give Thanksgiving for Oliver and his ministry among us. Thanksgiving for Anthony and his ministry from here to the world. What else? I got a finger being pointed. Wow. So we got a 16th birthday, congratulations, and a 13th birthday. Other birthdays over there. Oh, it's your second wedding anniversary. Others. Well, that's quite a bit to pray for right there, huh? And the prayer is found, of course, I don't have the bulletin. Is it on page 6 usually? Yes. So let us join together on page 6. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, communion, we gather at the altar rail. If you come up to this, you get a choice. If you come up to this side, you will receive the bread through an intinction. It will be dipped in the wine for you and placed in your hand. If you come up to this side, you will be given a piece of bread and then offered the opportunity to share the common cup. If you would like to come up and not receive bread and wine, but just get a blessing, you just indicate it by crossing your arms this way. The bread is vegan and gluten-free, so you don't have to worry about letting anybody know if you have a problem there. What else did I forget? Something. You can stand or kneel. The ushers will let you know when it's time to move, but other than that, I think we're good. Yep. All right.
If they need it brought to them.
Oh, thank you. If you need communion brought to you, let the usher know and it will happen. And now let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord, our God, sustainer of the universe.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be, shining light and enfolding dark. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with the capacity for memory, reason, and skill. You made us stewards of your creation.
Glory to you forever and ever.
But we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law. In the fullness of time you sent your Son, born of a woman, to be our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death he opened to us the way of freedom and peace.
Glory to you forever and ever.
Therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus the Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave you thanks, said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming.
Glory to you.
Therefore, we who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sanctify us also, and let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one Spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name.
Glory to you.
Pour out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all.
Glory.
And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we now say, first in Spanish and then in English. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
God of abundance. You have fed us with the bread of life and cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter and Advocate, bless and keep you in eternal love.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks be to God.